Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something was the premier event at Humanity Montana's Festival of the Book and was part of Missoula Public Library's The Big Read. 11 storytellers shared their story based upon the theme, The Things We Carry. This week's story comes to us from Kyle McAfee and is titled Jack. Thank you for listening.
All right. Great turnout. Almost too many people. If most of you could leave, that would be good to make this a little less intimidating. So it's 2009, and I've moved to Portland with my band and my friends, and I can't get a job. And I'm probably on my 8th interview in a month and a half, and my big break finally is a trial shift at a salon as a receptionist. So, and the way I have to answer the phone is, "Hey, beautiful. Thanks for calling Salon Celeste. How can I make your day wonderful?" So, I haven't gotten the job yet. This is just to see if I'll get the job. So I answer the phone, "Hey, beautiful." I mean, I gave it a little more energy than that, but, "Hey, beautiful, thanks for calling Salon Celeste. How can I make your day wonderful?" And the voice on the other end goes, "I'm just trying to find an appointment for my wife." I was like, "Right on, beautiful." But I didn't get that job. And so in the house that I was renting with my bandmates and my friends, there was a studio in the back that this man named Jack rented for his art studio for ceramics. And Jack had mentioned that he did landscaping to make money, and he offered me to do this job with him. And so I agreed to that because I was super desperate. And Jack was nice, but Jack was like this perpetual curmudgeon that wore all denim, and he had like this just shock of gray hair and these huge blue eyes that took up about half of his face, and was always smoking a cigarette and created the most amazing ceramic stuff I had really seen in a long time. And so I did this job with him, and we had to drive 45 minutes to Longview, Washington from Portland. And it became clear pretty quick that the reason Jack wanted me to do the job was not because of my landscaping experience, which was zero, was to drive for him because he had had his license permanently revoked due to some drinking. and some other things became clear about Jack. He was a former junkie. He had spent some time in prison. And he was pissed off at the world, just pissed. And pissed that he had to do landscaping work to make his artwork. And this job in particular really pissed him off because this guy that we worked for was a doctor and was so meticulous with measurements, and Jack was not. So they kind of butted heads in this horrible passive-aggressive way, and we built this huge patio. It was really beautiful, actually, and we hauled in all this rock, and one of the only times I saw Jack kind of light up was when he got to contribute like a really beautiful piece of his to the job, which was these ceramic masks that were sconces on this kind of outdoor structure. And he kind of was so proud to present them. But at the same time, he was like, "But I'm giving them to these fucking people, you know, who don't understand and who only care that it's like 5 inches below the beam, you know, and not what it looks like. And so on that level, Jack and I kind of related, because I would like to think of myself as an artist, I guess. And, you know, he was this artist that was existing in his early 50s. And almost over these months of the job, he kind of became this weird, like, quasi-uncle figure or father figure, because he was kind of right around that age. And it was this bizarro look into what it would be like to have someone who would completely, obviously, non-traditional as a human being, as kind of a dad figure. And the reality was pretty bleak, because he was just angry all the time. And so I was wary of him, but we had this bond. And I think the only other time I saw him kind of light up was when I showed him some of my art and this animation I had been working on, and he was actually like proud of it. And it was kind of cool, like an older artist recognizing me. And so we had something, but after 3 months of working together, I was ready to be done. So after we finished the whole job, we go out on this kind of epic Jack tour of Portland, Oregon. Which the first place we went was this really upscale bar, and Jack wanted a purple drink that smelled like lavender. And we sit down, and he just like looks around, and he's like, "These people don't fucking know. I could be someone important." And I was like, "Okay." And then he proceeded to find something negative about every single place he was taking me to as like the prime spots in Portland. Like, we would go to a jazz bar, and I would kind of get into it, and Jack would be like, "It's only good on Thursdays." And then we went to a blues bar, and Jack was like, "They don't have their regular bass player with them, so they suck tonight." And the night went on, and Jack ended up giving $100 to a homeless girl. And there was this other homeless guy, like, pushing his shopping carts across the road, and Jack was super drunk and was like, I'll help you do that, and grabbed the shopping carts and just kind of ran them across the street. And the homeless guy was like, that's okay. You don't need to do that. But Jack sliced his hand, like, really bad on one of the shopping carts. And he's like, oh, fuck, we got to take care of this, because I have hep C. And which he had contracted, I think, shooting up. And he was bleeding profusely because he was really drunk. And I was pretty drunk, too. And we go back into the jazz club because he's like, "They know me here." And we cleaned it up and wrapped it in paper towels. And we finally make it back to Jack's apartment at the end of the night. And I'm, like, so ready to be done with the whole Jack experience. But he wants to sit there and listen to Steely Dan, like, cranked. And just chain smoke and, like, "I have more beer." And I'm like, okay. But then he notices on the message machine there's a message. So he turns down the music and he presses play. And it's from the guy that we did the job for. And he's like, "Hey, Jack, I'm sorry to bother you, but it looks like the measurement on the sconces was a little bit off. So I'm going to have you come back up here." And Jack just gets so furious. And he, like, picks up a book and slams it against the wall. He storms out of the room, and he's just like, "Fucking Aris," which was the guy's name. He's just screaming about it. And he kind of takes a couple minutes, and he calms down. He comes back in, and he's just like, "Sorry about that, Kyle." And I'm like, "Yeah, Mr. Grumpy Pants." And there's, like, a beat where he stares at me, and I'm totally terrified. And he's just like, "I'm not Mr. Grumpy Pants." So that's my story about Jack. Thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing, ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Luke Morgan Algeyer, Marlise Borchers, Michael LaPointe, Jenna Lyons, Kyle McAfee, Melissa Bangs, Jim Ambrose, Francis Scott, Jeremy Smith, Tamara Love, and Josh Wagner. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 17th at the Top Hat. The theme is adventure. See you then. Want to tell a story? Call us at 406-203-4683 or email us from the website at tellussomething.org to pitch your story idea.